Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Well, let's talk about what the biggest news was last week, NVIDIA. So if you've been following Earn Your Leisure Market Mondays, Ian Dunlap, you understand that we've been talking about NVIDIA for a while. They're the company that are the leaders in the space when it comes to computer chips, right? And they're dominating the space. They've been dominating for a while now. And they blew out their earnings last week, right? Reporting $6 billion in pure profit. As a result, at its peak after hours that day, the stock went up $40. By the time the market opened, it was down because the general stock market was down that day. It was huge. Q4, I think it was $13.5 billion in revenue.
That's insane.
For Q2 and in Q2 revenue, and a record $10 billion came from data centers, a sector that saw its revenue double within a quarter. NVIDIA's profits soared by 843% year over year, amounting to...
Can you say the number again?
843% year over year.
Yeah.
And once again, amounting to $6 billion in profit. So obviously the stock has gone well. So now I guess the biggest thing is that some people are saying it's overvalued, or it's not sustainable, or it's a, you know, bound to have a sharp pullback correction.
We got to start with one thing really quickly, because it could be confused, right? Like we say, like they're controlling chips. All chips aren't equal.
Yes.
Right. So they're making GPUs.
Yes.
Which is their thing. And what
separates, they mastered.
They've mastered and have separated themselves from everybody else. Yeah. In fact, they're so far ahead that I don't know who's second place. Like if AMD is second place, I don't know if we want to.
Yes.
I don't even know
if we want to say put place. Them in the same category.
Yeah, I don't want to even put places. But if they are, hypothetically, if they are, they're 3 to 5 years from even being in the conversation with them. But it's important. We kind of said this too. It was like, yes, the GPUs are important, but the data centers that are going to be able to house these are equally as important. And so, Shai, when you just brought up the statistics of how much money the data solution centers have made.
Absolutely.
That's not slowing down.
Yeah.
That's not slowing down. So when you start seeing numbers like 800%, you see one sector 171% inside of the company. Like, these are I don't know if I've ever seen this. I don't know. I mean,
no, for a company worth $1 trillion to have that kind of growth of 800% is unparalleled. Like, the revenue they're doing in a year is that of a small country.
Right.
Like, to put that, they are a GDP driver. Yes. So are they overvalued? The price is going to come down. But when you have this kind of growth over a year, we've seen it before with Tesla. If you grow 4X or 6X in a year, at some point you're going to come down. But we have to be very clear. It's one of the most valuable companies in our country.
Mm-hmm.
So will it fall back 40 to 80 bucks? Yes. But is it dangerous to bet against that company? Absolutely. Everyone I know that has shorts on NVIDIA, they were crying at InvestFest. Like, why? I'm like, there's no reason to short it, because even the risk that you have, let's say if you have any options on and you probably could have made 400-500%, you had way less stress just holding on to it for the last 3 to 6 months.
I am one of those people.
I'm sorry, and, brother.
No, I have less stress.
Okay, less stress. Yeah.
I have less stress. But even with a pullback, right, like we're talking about 125% year to date on a side, or plus 125%. A slight pullback of 8%, like,
or 12%, 15%, like, is a drop in the bucket.
It's nothing, because you know about the long-term potential. And even like the long-term potential, let's just check over quarter potential. If we watch the last 8 quarters of NVIDIA.
Yeah.
I mean, it's trending, right? We always talk about what are some key things that we should be looking at when investing. Look at the trend. Mm-hmm. Look at the past 3 to 4 quarters, maybe the past 6 to 8 quarters, and see where it's trending.
Yeah.
See who the competition is. See what the mode is, because they've definitely created one.
But that gap is so wide. It reminds me of like the 90-91 season when Jordan went to the finals. Like, the gap between, like, Magic is amazing.
Right.
But the gap between the talent of Michael and Magic was so far that it was undeniable. That's where NVIDIA is right now. You have up-and-comers. Tesla's working on their own chips. Mm-hmm. Meta's working on their own chips. But that may be 4 or 5 years away to when it'll have a huge impact on the market. So right now, they are like the predominant player, and their CEO is like absolutely amazing. The team is absolutely incredible. And then they found their moment. They're going on all cylinders. And then also the institutions love them, because when Tesla began to be a little bit shaky because of Elon's actions, they found sustainability in NVIDIA to get those high growth kind of gains that you could get out of crypto. But now you can get them out of a stock market, and the team is really reliable. So there's a lot of factors at play that makes them one of the most attractive companies in the world right now.
Yeah,
you would be a fool to bet against this company for long term.
Where do you put Jensen in terms of top CEOs over the past decade?
He's creeping in that top five.
Top five.
He's creeping in that top five. Of course, I have Tim up top.
Yeah.
But since Bezos has left, it's left a void. Zuckerberg had a little bit of a misstep. Great executive. He's firing back on all cylinders, but Jensen hasn't had a mistake like the metaverse was. So he's been hitting every cylinder, much like the growth of investments. Every year has continuously got better.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes entrepreneurship is about, when you get a moment, can you not let go of it and continue to get better? That's why even today, most people are like, are you taking a shot?
Well,
like,
that's a bar. Say that again.
Once you get a moment, you cannot let go, and you have to constantly get better. Like, when people hit me like, yo, can I be on stage? I'm like, I work with them all year to be considered. Like, I don't even take mine for granted. Like, that's why even with NVIDIA, and that, when Kathy was saying on stage, like, NVIDIA is now really the market maker for that sector, the same way Tesla was. Now, NVIDIA has gotten so big, Tesla has to make chips to make the autonomous vehicle network work. But if it wasn't for them, that wouldn't even be a thought. They are a driver of GDP in the country. Like, forget market cap. They're actually driving revenue for our economy to keep that number one slot.
Yeah. I mean, if we look at the top performing stocks, I mean, obviously, it's in the top two or three. But when NVIDIA has a great day, the sector
overall does well.
Right? Like, the NASDAQ
performs
a little bit better every time. So, yeah, it's a heavyweighted stock right now. For us, over the past 6 to 12 months.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy it right now. It's too high to buy. But if you bought when I asked you to buy, please put yes in chat. And I appreciate it. I accept Cash App, Wires, Zelle's.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I appreciate you. We have to wait for then. And I know when we miss out on stocks, people want to know what's the next one. Sometimes you have, like, LeBron's a generational talent. There may not be another NVIDIA for 5 or 6 years.
Maybe longer.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, like sometimes you just miss the boat, but wait for a price for it to come back. The question is, will they split if they get above 500? The country and economy will need that. So maybe if they get above 550, definitely into the 700 range, they need to have a conversation about if they'll split.
I think what's interesting, and especially in this moment, is that there's so many people that are new to the market and new to investing that we can't really conceptualize how rare this moment is.
Yes.
Like, this doesn't just happen. A stock doesn't just perform at these type of levels.
It's like a rookie coming out, or like second year player scoring 40 and 12 rebounds a game.
Yeah, like,
and winning.
Yeah, and winning the championship.
Yeah, it's rare. This is rare air. Like, we can go back. AOL didn't have this kind of run. Netscape didn't. IBM, like, even though they had consistent growth over decades, they weren't like a unanimous winner in their industry. It's been a long time since we had a company this dominant. It's almost comparable to Apple.
Yeah.
Close to. Like, Apple probably, if you've taken the splits out, they'd probably be at 5 or 6,000 right now, but that's the only company I can compare to right now. And these next 3 or 4 years would be pivotal.
Yeah, and most analyst predictors are having it at a buy signal, I think, unanimously.
Yeah.
Right? And the price target is, from everywhere I've seen, is at 750 to 800.
Absolutely.
And so even now, at trading around 450 or 445.
There's still room to grow.
There's still so much room to grow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if we're talking about the dominance that it has, based on how far ahead it is, I mean, it's obvious. Like, there's still space to grow inside of the company. So,
and yeah. Taiwan being a potential contagion threat has made room for them to take the space. Like, a lot of business is really just timing, and can you stay on your schedule?
Yeah.
That's why I always ask, like, how many people do we know arguably could be more talented, but they're less consistent? That's the name of the game for everyone that we saw on stage that we admire and love. Steve, Diddy, Robert Smith, they've been doing it for decades. You're not going to get the success in 2 or 3 years. I wish it was that easy. Even before you guys started the show, that was the work you were doing beforehand.
Right.
Before you started doing the show. Like, so focus on talent, focus on companies that are like working in their area, and they're trying to master that area for 5 to 10 years, and then you're going to see a multiple come out of that.
I'm interested to see how efficiently and quickly TSM can get their foundries built here in the United States. I think that'll be the next telltale sign to see.
Absolutely.
All right. Right? Because the world still relies on them.
Yeah.
And even NVIDIA to a certain extent relies on them. So the faster they can get some of their foundries built here on domestic soil, the better.
The better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if they do that, I'd be incredibly bullish on them. Incredibly. But I've always said that if they didn't have the issue that they did with China, that would be my number one pick in the space, without a question. But we have to factor in those geopolitical issues.
It's a major factor.
Yeah.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.